This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
So good to be here again on a Friday afternoon in most of the country, just before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. And, you know, I've not been on in a couple of weeks, and I do try and keep up with all the email traffic, and that's kind of where I get my feedback from listeners, because as you know, I generally, and I haven't taken callers, and I don't plan to. That's the way to get to me, info@earthpulse.com, if you want to participate in getting me something to talk about. But don't overload me, man. If you got an assignment for me, don't do that. Don't do that. If you want to do that, you go upstairs first, ask that guy, he comes over, he dumps it in, and then I get my instructions that way. So don't add anything to my backpack. But that's the way you reach out to me, info@earthpulse.com. And I want to take the first couple of minutes and I want to talk about the last feed, because I have all different reactions from one of, I got a few that said, oh, that guy must be on drugs to run that fast. And so I'll try and slow it down and reassure everyone that is not the case. But that was kind of funny. At first, a little offensive, you know, but then I thought it was kind of funny. Because I always run it slow most of the time, and if I pick it up, I forget. There's some people that just can't keep up when you're picking it up and when you're jamming it out and making it move, and all that happens makes people nervous. So I'll try and slow it down, pace it out. But I lost the conclusion of that, which I talked about a lot of misery in my life, and people were reacting to that differently. They didn't really get the picture. What I was trying to say is, I wouldn't change a thing. All the things you know about me, I wouldn't change one breath I've ever taken this lifetime to be where I'm right now in my life. All those trials, tribulations, whatever you want to call them, I would do it all again 10,000 times to experience what in my lifetime could be characterized as very long suffering, starting with the disappearance of my dad at a young age. So I started reading pretty seriously about when I was 12. I'm 62 now. That's 50 years, a half a century of reading. These cabinets behind me, they're not empty, man. This is a real library. Somebody wrote me a nasty note once, said, look at all those labels. He steals his books from the library. No, I don't. I have a library in my house, see? And I have to keep track of what's where when I put it all back, you know, because I like to use it as a reference library. So I get about 10% of the books I've read in my library, a little over 1,500. I think maybe 10,000, 15,000, pretty good number across many disciplines, many platforms from, let's see, psychology, sociology, anthropology, archaeology, economics, political science, government. How about Alaska history, national history, international history, philosophy, the occult, all of the religious traditions that there are that I can find, maybe 100 or so. Over the backdrop of a lifetime and 50,000 hours of conversation with some of the most interesting people in the world, from waitresses who are lit up and know what's really going on, that a lot of the CEOs I know don't have a clue about, all the way up to vice presidents, presidents, senators, congressmen, economists, Nobel Prize winners across the sciences, a whole bunch. So I talk fast because there's a lot in here. I never get it out. It's always frustrating when you don't have a way to get it out. So I'm setting up for a 10-hour continuous feed, uninterrupted. So once and for all, 50 years comes in a coherent way, starting with the human being, us, the starting point, you and I. And the message is how to wake up to this awakening. What are the keys to creation? What is it that lights Dr. Nick up and gets the game going? Because you are the spark of life. You are the flame within that spark. Wake up. It's 5 minutes to midnight, folks. It's time for a rumble to be felt within the earth, where we rise into who we are as individuals. We project that into the world in a different way on a platform of love. Something soft that can touch us, that can change us, that can activate the living soul that we are as individuals. And the message today is the beginning of that. How do we do that? How do we change hate and anger? into the peace where the humble inherit this earth. We'll be right back after these messages.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
All right, now we calm it down a bit. So I want to get your attention. I want to hold it for this hour, and I'd like you to think about what's being said. And I know that's a lot of energy, right? That's a lot of energy you saw out of Dr. Nick, out of Nicholas. Why is that energy focused in that way? Because you can control the energy, so you have the effect, which is to get people's attention. I want your attention. I want you to hear what I'm going to say. I think it's important. It's not about me. It's about you. And, you know, I go into this program. I start my day singing in the spirit. It's a concept some people understand. Others don't have a clue. I do some things in my prayer life in the morning. I spend about an hour in it. I'm not going to get into the details of that today, because that's between me and God and what I believe the Creator is. And I'm not getting into brand names. I'm not getting into any of that. Because I think the most important thing right now is when we look at the world and we see the chaos in it, is we can choose some things about how we project ourselves into that world and whether we're going to be the victims of it or whether we're going to begin to become the controllers of our lives. Now, I spent 30 years of the 50 becoming a subject matter expert in the area of mind control. I probably know it better than most, and I certainly know everyone in the game. And I know a few of the people on the wrong side of that game, but what I do know is the knowledge that's been built has been built over not centuries, not decades, but a couple thousand years, perhaps even earlier. The knowledge comes from deep areas of thought. I've looked into those areas. They're in this library, some of it, what I've kept, what I've been able to keep through two bankruptcies and a bunch of other things, which don't take that as a complaint, because my torment are my greatest lessons. They gave me the ability to know what I can do and how to stand through things that others probably couldn't. I was gifted with the ability to take all that information and condense it in the brain God gave me to be able to project it out in a way that's coherent. And people know me as an educator. They know me in a lot of different brains. But nobody knows me as me in the broader sense of what I've been doing. And that brings the knowledge into where I am. So I'm getting ready to do a 10-hour straight piece. It's going to go out on YouTube. It's going to happen April Fool's Day. It's going to start at 8 a.m. my time here in Anchorage, Alaska. What I'm going to start with is a lot of the principles I've been talking about, a lot of the science, all of the things that deal with the mechanical real world, the problems of the world, how do we solve them, what are those solutions. So I'm going to start first talking about who we are as individuals, not in the context of religion or any of that, but in the context of what I know. And I don't want you to believe anything except this, that my mission in that is to do one thing, is to cause people to look inside themselves, you, to look inside yourself, and have a way of kind of exploring what's there, activating what's there, shedding a lot of guilt that shouldn't be there at this point, but needs to modulate your behaviors, perhaps. But those are all your choices individually, for sure. What I want to do in a soft and gentle way is explain some of the keys to unlock that door into yourself a bit so you can make that exploration, reconnect with what I believe, and many physicists believe, with consciousness, or what others call the spark of life, or what you might call the breath of life, or you might give a million different names, or you might say your soul even. So I want to help people learn some things to turn inward, ask that question, someone that I'll deliver that in a coherent way, not in some telegraphed way through the internet in an abbreviated form. So I'm going to bring you into that conversation as we explore what we're going to do today and what I want to teach today that are practical to take all of this energy that guy could blow out his anger. You can see that, and it'd be totally acceptable on this platform, and everyone would be fine with that. But that is not who I am. But I do have power in my voice, and you saw it as we closed out of that last segment. But it's me who controls the power of my voice. It's not my voice that controls me. And this is the power of self-control that builds into us the ability to amplify out of us the full energy that we were created to be, which means our gifts come into play, the gifts that we know we have, and we find ways to bring those forward in our lives as we lift each day, as we begin to move the creative essence of what we are into the reality that we project and create in the actions that we engage, all of which are choices. So what I'd like to teach in this 10 hours, and I say 10 because that's what I know my voice can do, but I'll go until I'm done. And so it'll be recorded where you can get it. It'll be free access to everyone in the world. You can do whatever you want. And what I want is just two responses that will help me today decide what I do on this platform. I need one of two things sent to me at info@earthpulse.com. I want either a thank you, which is a message, keep doing what you're doing, Nick, or I want an F you that says, Nick, we don't want to hear it anymore. Find a new platform. I want to know what you think. Because if you do either one, I'm going to be happy, because then you're not sitting on the bench just warming it, doing nothing. You've at least registered something. You say, I don't want to hear it. Fine. I want to know it. I want to hear it. Fine. I want to know that too. But either way, I win, because my only purpose has always been to wake people up, to have an opinion, but based on an inward look first. Please, at least do that. Not for me. Do that for you. I'd like to give the keys to that as we go through this hour. Some of the beginning ones I'll talk to you about today. You'll get the rest later. But instead of starting with all the issues of the day, I'm going to start with man. I'm going to start at the end, which should be the beginning of the story. How do we activate our minds, being a subject matter expert in that? I know that to do that, to interfere with what you think, what you believe, what you feel, is the grossest violation that anyone can make against another living soul. The only one that judges a living soul is you judge your performance against yourself and your standard of ethics, values, all of the things that drive you that you do. You know when you're right. You know when you're wrong. You hear it inside. Every human being has that. Whether you listen or not is your choice. How you listen is also your choice. But the train wrecks that become our lives are based on those choices. And when we think about all of this, as we move into this next phase of what's happening in our world, we need to draw down now a different way of seeing that allows us to be calm when everything around us is falling apart. Calm in the middle of the storm, the peace in the middle of the moment, the breath that flows through us as the breath of creation itself, as a trigger to consciousness. This is what it's about. I don't read from teleprompters. I can go from comedy to poetry to loud to slow because the vehicle serves me. This body serves me and my awareness. And I want to be aware. I want to be functioning within the creation as a co-creator with my conception of what creation is. My hope is that the words I give today will assist you in finding a way to activate yourself to be who you are, not who anyone else is, and to be that person, that doesn't rip themselves to shreds in self-condemnation. I want to teach how not to do that. I want to teach ways to help learn from our mistakes, elevate ourselves out of them in a way that always lifts. And we get out of this drag thing where we feed the beast, our anger, our frustrations, as we kick that out there. I'll teach you, if you'll listen long enough, of how that feeds the beast. And we create a reality, a hell on earth, by feeding the beast with emotions or power. It is the power of the occult draws it out of you when they can pull that out of you. I went through an exercise, maybe we'll have time to talk about it, where I brought a house guest into my home. And I don't get angry. I don't. Alex asked me one time over dinner, how often do you get angry, Nick? I said, you know, Alex, maybe once in a decade, every 10 years at most. I mean, what I call anger. The man in my home for a week, in my entire life of 62 years in that week, I had more anger in that week come through me than I had in a whole compilation of my lifetime. And I would go from anger to dropping to my knees, turn my back on that situation, drop to my knees and pray for forgiveness in the moment and understand that anger so that I would be able to understand it and not do that. Because sometimes you need the anger to wake up. I understand. That's how it goes. So many people need that projection out of them. Someone else needs to carry that anger. So that's a lot of InfoWars is carrying other people's anger so you don't have to, so we don't have to do it. Let's lift. Let's lift. Let's transmute the anger into our own transfiguration, our own transformation as we move in to this next decade. And where we live and where we live will be the way we live in life. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next?
What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
All right, stay on them during the breaks, please. All right, we're back. I'm glad to be here. Couple things, just to lighten it up for just a minute. I've been saving this. I didn't have a chance to show it earlier. This is February 21st, 2021. Sunday front page, or not front page, but back there, 810. But it's a nice article. Great promo for the team, man. You even make the Anchorage papers. A nasty article, but hey, as my dad used to say, the only bad press is obituary, and only if it's yours. Otherwise, call it a half a page of free publicity for the info warriors in Alaska. Three cheers. Hey, and if you're in Alaska and you're around, you want to give me a hand from time to time, send me a note at info.earthpulse.com so I know you're around and you're breathing. Anyway, if you run into me on the street and you see me smiling, at least tap me on the shoulder and say hello. I'll say hello back and maybe stand around and talk to you for a few minutes. I enjoy doing that, actually, and I'm thinking about doing like a road trip where I stop in different towns and arrange so I'm in a park and everybody knows it and drop by and pay me a visit and have a chit-chat. So I want to do that. I'm going to do that coming up as we get into more spring and more summer and more of the next chapter of my life. And you're going to find out what that chapter looks like later. But I'm going to get into the teaching of the day. And this deal is called love and relationships. I haven't figured that out from the front end. You'll figure it out by the back end. But if you go back and look at it, it'll all make sense. So what is that about? Time, you know, is space, right? Relationships. They take time and they take up space. You know, I got a house that's just me in it. As soon as I put someone else in it, you know, you got to collapse your programming and expand theirs. That gets uncomfortable in most relationships when they merge. And all of you are laughing a little bit now as you think about that through the trajectory of your past life experience on this planet as you've lived it. And it's a funny thought when you think about it that way, but it's the truth. So you got to provide space, and that creates tension, and that creates friction. And as union comes together within relationships, so things smooth out. Or you get a bigger house. Or some people get two houses, and that works out good. They visit each other. Have all kinds of configurations these days. Hey, guess what? If it works for you and it works for your union and it makes you guys happy and it supports your value system, rah, rah, do it like you, not like anyone else. Another place to start the conversation about being like you is there. Hey, what kind of relationships do you want? For me, it's the most important thing I have besides time. Because without time, I can't even have one of those, you know, because I'm gone. At least not in this trajectory. Now, we can talk about the multiverse or however you want to roll it out. I've got those books on the shelf. Some of the best physicists in the world. We'll discuss them in the course of review for 10 hours as we roll through the trajectory. So what I try and do is take the science, bring it into the practicality, put it in your life in a way that you might say, wow, that's kind of an interesting thing. How about I think about that? Maybe I do. It's a bit differently, and that's your choices. So time and space, spending time with relationship is how you build them. So the quality of those relationships is all about that. For instance, at work, you have a certain quality based on a lot of time there. Or you might do remote work like me, where I dial in, dial out, no time in between. Yeah, it's okay for getting the job done, but it doesn't build the kind of relationships that could lift it maybe a little higher. So I drop into Austin about once a year for a week and work on that a bit, but there's not any in between. Everyone's too busy. Everyone in everyone's life is busy. So what I'd like people to do is don't spend time chasing the other guy's trajectory. Turn in a little bit and dial up your own. Start providing some time, first for your family, then for your friends, and then the things that make your living, obviously. And then you might have something to share with the world. Make sure all of these run smooth, or there's at least cooperation when sacrifices are to be made. So everyone's on the same war path as it comes, and it keeps calm. in those relationships. So time is important. Think about that in the context of how you organize your life. And always tithe to your own temple, which is your body, your physical form. Give 10% of your life to yourself. It is not selfish to do this. It is necessary in order to be a fully functioning human being. Key one for the day, save 10% for the temple that is you. Honor yourself, honor your body that God gave you, however you picture that, or nature gave you, however you picture that. Business, say, is consciousness gave it to you. Okay, I'll buy into that for the moment because that's good for the conversation. Doesn't alienate anybody because they were bad advertisers for the religion, whatever that was. There are a bunch of bad advertisers floating around the world today, and you've all met them, tripped over, and they tripped over you, want to shove something down your throat or pack something in where the sun don't shine from the other end, and they hope it compresses the middle and somehow squirts out of your heart. Doesn't work that way. Funny way to look at it. See, I can be a comedian too. But I just want to keep your attention on the message, which is time is important. Then being there, which is space, you need to be together in union. So relationships, whether it's friendships, your marriages, your brotherhoods, and often it's your friendships that are deeper relationships than your biological connections. In my life, that's happened. I want to also see something within this. I feel a lot of love from this audience all the time. And when people hear about something going on in my life, I know there's people praying, dialing into the prayer stream that's running 24/7. They know how to do it. So do I. I want to teach more about that. I want to tell you the things I said about my family and the state of my daughters not dealing with me. They're still not talking to me. But in the course of the anger in my living room for a week, I learned a lot about myself, had opportunities present themselves within the context of all this to learn a great deal about my last daughter I'm raising at home, who amazed me in what I learned. And what it did is trigger the settlement of a lot of anger that was built over 25 years in my last marriage. It was cured in healing with my former spouse. That lifts her, lifts me, and lifts our children up, whether they're talking to me or not. And I want to thank those of you that prayed for that, because you gave me that. And that was the greatest gift I got from that day. And I thank you for it. And the man who came in my house and provoked my anger, I made it a study. I pulled the books, study what provoked anger means, and dealt with that in a way that will calm me and use a greater, deeper understanding of that that I can share. And so I'll be sharing that as I drift along. And I've also talked about this idea of lift and drag. Key number two for the day. Well, Will preps this is three. The one on managing anger, I think it's in there. I'll define that more as we go on. I have a lot to say. I'm going to try and talk long enough so it blows that 10 hours right out the door and you hear the longest, smooth oratory from anyone you've ever heard in your life. It'll be poetry. It'll be humor. It'll be the full context of who I am. And it'll teach you how to lift in your life every day. Not mine, yours. How to lift and not drag. How to flow and not be crushed. How to move your energy into the world as a person you were created to be and the expression of who you are as a you that you are, as God intended you to be as you are, to project into the changes of the earth that are in front of you every day. I'll teach. I'll provide the information. These are just the beginning of those keys. I have a few more for the day. I don't know how much time we're going to get, but I want to not lose sight of a couple things. So as you come into the next segment, we'll light right into that because I want to make sure I tell you how to dial into all that and how you can help me make that happen. So Dr. Nick Magus has a lot more to say. Lift and drag. Let's get into that. Drag can be characterized as anything negative. Negative is easy to do. You define it yourself. Try and catch yourself when you're in the drag mode. Just notice it. As soon as you notice it, you gain control over it. This is key four. Notice when you're dragging and just decide not to in the moment. Just stop. Take a breath. And I'll teach you what to do with that breath once you get it back and how to turn that anger into something that solves, lifts, and does not hurt anyone. This is Dr. Nick Begich. Keys are yours to have.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off to sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Man, I'm really having a great Friday, and I'm glad you're with me on this ride, sharing your time as I'm sharing mine, because this is how it happens. You know, the one thing we do get, time. And I share mine with you. I was telling you that's based on relationship. I really do consider you my friends, even if some of you are angry at me from time to time, because friends do that, you know, it hones us, makes us sharper. I really want to know what you think. But please don't try and assign things to me or ask me to do more. I'm doing what I need to do. What I do is programmed in from my relationship with the creation. If you have something to say about what you think I ought to be doing, pray about it then. Send it on upstairs. If he sends it over and drops it into my consciousness, believe me, I'll be on it. But that's the only way it comes into my trajectory. I'm not doing it any other way, and I'm not taking instructions from anyone else. So if you got instructions for me, ain't going to work. I'm going to ignore it. Don't waste your time sending it to me. Send it upstairs. He'll send it over. He'll download it. Don't worry. It gets in. you'll see it in it. Now, because I'm doing this 10-hour feed coming up, you know, I did this segment. It was one of the lessons my sweet Anne, and I talk about her because she was my fiance. I had to break that off, but she is, in fact, and we see each other just as friends, deep friends. She's the person I trust more than anyone in the world, just where she is health-wise, where I am in the work I'm doing, and all the things that are happening in our lives. I've been running at 5% for 10 years, and I just kicked it back in first gear, and it's scary for people, but she's good, and we're there where we need to be. But she gave me this concept called, what we used to joke about, called the naked hour, right? Being naked, you know, because as a man, and the way I was raised, being naked in front of a woman made me a little bit uncomfortable, you know, so she joked with me to make me comfortable about who I was in terms of my own form, even. And then who I was even at a deeper level in lots of ways. And she did it in such a gentle, sweet way. And she taught me a lot. And in that, instead of what always happens or life happens in a relationship, you know, the information comes through with, hey, man, you're screwed up. You know, change, get rid of those white skivvies. I like colored ones. You know, your girl's telling you, you go, well, I guess so. You know, whatever you think. Or whatever that funny thing is that just comes at you in that wrong way, you know, and all she's trying to do is improve you a little bit. It's a little more attractive of a package to her or whatever it is. You know, but we can come at that softly. Anne was always good. She said, have you thought about, and she'd lay it into me that way. And I go, that makes you think. See, then you have to go turn in. She knows how to get you to turn in instead of giving a judgment from the outside. You know, hey, have you thought about, have you considered? Nice way to get you to turn in on the question. And answer yourself and project out what your answer might be. And generally, it's more gentler and more softer. So Anne taught me the concept of the naked hour. So literally, when I do this 10-hour feed, it'll be kind of fun because I'm going to jump out of bed. The camera's going to catch me. They're going to wake me up, really. I'm going to go through my morning ritual, which is a ritual. I have a ritual I do. It's developed over my lifetime. It's how I tune up my day and do my day. And it's just something to be taught in this. You'll have your own, but within this, there are these little mini keys I'll identify. And I'll come out of that frame. We'll roll into some other things. And we'll come into my kitchen, my table where I work. And I'm going to sweep this camera around and make everybody nervous. They got fair warning. Show you the set that we're going to use so you know what we're doing. This is where I live. This is my home. I'm going to share my home with everybody and try and catch some camera angles to appreciate it a bit as I do and get far enough back. And you'll see where I've been doing the show on these two baskets over here, which work fine for me because I get to reconfigure my life and get it back into my frame. But where I do a lot of my work tends to be at this table in my kitchen. So I'll introduce that. We got five cameras we're going to try and get rolling. So we have everything captured right, fed into a stream. That's where I do most of my work in between. That's my coffee setup over there in my kitchen. And, you know, and I like art, so I've collected art from all over the place. I got a lot gifted to me in time, and I make art part of my life. I got some things for Alex over there. Is a Damascus steel sword I got set up for him, a Roman 4th century I'm going to give him. There's a sword. Then there's some spears, because we're the tip of the spear here, folks. I want to get one of those to Alex when I go back down there. But sweeping in, we're going to walk into my space. This image on the wall with the cross is one hand shot. It's one of my favorites. And this is it. You know, I come into this space. This is where I'll start this feed, where I sleep at night. This is where I do my morning prayer work in this room. And I'll introduce you all that later. But this just gives you kind of an idea. This is my living space. This is the space I live in. I have a floor below me. It's primarily an office. It's got a green screen setup, lights, all the things to run that part of my life. A full kitchen, guest room. And my daughter, when she's with me, has that space. And the daughter I'm raising, I've adopted, as many of you know. She's my granddaughter. She's biracial. She's black and Caucasian. And my son, my youngest son, could not do it. And so we've been raising her since she was one. And she is the light of my life. And in the course of this week of nuttiness in my own house with anger, I saw things in her that just touched my soul in a way that I've never known my daughter. I mean, there's so much healing in my life right now. I can't be more grateful. But on April Fool's Day, I picked that day, and it's when Dr. Nick gets naked, explaining some of the keys to creation and living a life of lift and reclaiming life liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those were read from my notes. And I read them because I want to be clear what we're doing. So it is a page of notes. But that's what I'm going to try and do there. Because if you don't have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if I don't have it and you don't have it, then we have failed in what we are as a nation. So I'd like to bring some of that light back into the conversation in the most powerful way I ever have in my life. I'm going to deliver 10 hours minimum. I'll go as long as it takes, as long as my voice holds out. So it'll be calm and slow. So, because if I can go 24 hours, I'm going to make the attempt. But I'm going the distance to deliver a coherent message that starts with you and ends with you. But in the middle, we'll give you the tools and some things to target that will give positive trajectories for the world we can take over. And what you can do to really help me in that effort is get on my mailing list. I can let you know what you can do in detail without taking up time here. And it's easy. info@earthpulse.com. There's a sign up, Nick's list. Don't send me much emails. I'm going to punch thing out on Sunday with a small video feed that will take you into the YouTube channel that we're setting up. And I got to have 1,000 people minimum sign up to get that channel activated live by the 1st of April. So I need that as your mission if you're going to help me. Is when I send you that newsletter, go in there and activate that channel and let's turn Nick on and let's let the world get a feed in a way that you've never gotten before with a full coherent message of a comprehensive view of how I see the trajectory we're in based on a half a century of scholarly work, lots of conversation, lots of delivery of information. I've done 4,000 radio broadcasts from 1 to 3 hours across 200 platforms with 200 different producers. I've delivered hundreds of lectures around the world in 44 countries, many times, many times. I've had a lot of experience I want to share. And then I'm going to disappear because the month of April, you're not going to hear anything from me after that day. When that runs, clock runs, I'm taking a rest. I'm breaking from the world. I'm disappearing for a while as I determine how I'm going to do the next bit of my life. I've laid a plan and I've talked about that. But how I come back in, I don't want me to be the issue. So I break off from what I say. I won't take any interviews at all. I won't do any feeds at all. I'll just talk to my friends. And if you see me, be my friend. Or if you're going to be the FU guy, just come up and tell me what the issue is and be kind about it. And I'll be respectful to you and hear it. Because I do want to know. I don't want to provoke people to anger. That's the last thing I want to do. I want to provoke you to love, and that's my only mission. And I know that's the mission going forward. The scholarship supports that. I have a platform to speak on. I'm not afraid to face myself in the public. We'll have a feed where I've sinned against any man. They'll have a way to feed that in. And when that show's over, I'll admit anything that someone wants to put on my plate. I will live a transparent life. I will encourage you to do the same by being an example of a transparent man. I'm not afraid to face anything in my past, anyone I've hurt. I ask your forgiveness. You want to bring it on the air, I'll do it publicly if it's required. But not a day goes by where I'm not going to say that we can lift ourselves to a higher place, and every one of us has the power of change because we have the power of choice and the spark of life within us. This is Dr. Nick Begich. Nicholas is my new transition. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It always goes so fast, and I got the whole hour, and I'm into the last 10 minutes of broadcast time. But I have to say how much I appreciate everyone and how grateful I am for having the privilege of being here and having this conversation today. Because you do give up your time, and that's the most precious thing that we have in the world. And when we give it up to spend with someone, that's a precious moment for me, and I spend it with you with that sincerity, going with the time I take out of my life to do this. To do this work, and it's my privilege, you know. That's why I'm always happy. This is my gift. This is what I do. I use my voice with full intent that will empower people, that you might change your world and the rest of the world as well as a consequence of that. Not that we have to. So I do it a little bit differently, you know, and I try to activate the individual to find out who they are and wake up. And in the context of a lot of information, makes sense to people, and also in the context of my own suffering as a human being to make me human like you. And so the thing I'm going to do, you know, because I got this, you know, it kind of bothered me, you know, the thing about people thinking I'm on some kind of drug or something. And so I'm going to deal with that in this 10-hour feed this way. And it'll be funny, but it'll maybe make my mom uncomfortable. She's still alive. She's in her 80s, you know, and that. So I'll have a mechanism. It'll be send flowers to mom card that pops up every time I embarrass her and do something to make you feel better and her feel better, and I don't have to have anything to do with it. Because hopefully she's not watching the feed. She'll just hear about it later, but flowers will show up at her house. That'll make her happy. That'll make me happy. That'll make you happy. Everybody happy. And you can go, oh man, that's embarrassing, Nick. Why'd you show that? Well, because sometimes you got to show yourself so people know that you suffer too. But I want to make it funny. Now, if somebody accused me of drugs, all right, I'm going to eliminate that. Beginning of this thing, somewhere in the front end of this feed, I'm going to pee in a cup. And maybe we run a contest and get to see who holds the cup. Can't hold the unit. You know, that's mine to hold. Sorry, I'm just being a little funny here, but I'm actually going to do it. Well, screen it out for the young kids. We don't want to do that. But you know, I'm proud of it, but I ain't going to show it. You know, not at least not live. So here's how we'll do it. So we'll make that happen. We'll do it at the beginning. We'll do it somewhere in the middle, and we'll do it at the end. That way, and I'll get everybody in the room who's filming this thing. They're going to sign affidavits. I'm going to get my turn to draw them up, sign affidavits. Yep, Dr. Nick. Yep, Nicholas did the P-test, just like he said. It's all good. And I'll tell you what's going to be in that P-test. I'll tell you then. I'll tell you. I won't tell you now. That'll be your surprise. And you'll be surprised, probably. But maybe not. Okay, so we slow that all down. We get in the frame again about what we're teaching today. That's important. And it's the keys that I started with, the naked hour, which is being honest with yourself, which kind of goes right where I was, right? Because I'm about to be transparent in a way that might even embarrass my mom. But I'll do it. I'll be a fool for Christ, a fool for me, in my religion, my view. But I'm not asking you to do anything about that. That's my model. That's my programming. I'm sorry if it's not yours, but please take no offense. I'm not the advertiser you heard before, and I'm not going to talk about that because I believe that it is respectful. I believe it is respectful to be respectful of human beings on their paths, whichever altars they need to learn from to fulfill their destinies as God intended them to fulfill them. And as consciousness within the framework of each individual is framed around their experience. And I believe God is loving a father to every one of us, as I am, and wish to be better with my own children. So when I think of a loving God and Father, and I started cultivating that type of relationship differently than I have before, but in November, and in the course of this time in November, it has really altered me. I used a phrase that offended people. I have gone through a transformation, a transfiguration, a compilation of all I've experienced, and in my own awareness, all that data, all that stuff I described, if you think about it, that's my data warehouse, my data storage, all the experiences, emotions, all that represents, if you think about it, data storage. And as I compare it to the other parts of my life where I actually had worked on this, for the evil side who have data warehouses, you can read about it in Earth Rising the Revolution, learn what all that is. Well, there's a evil side to what I'm going to teach, and I'll bring that in the picture so people see what they are. The whole idea of mind control on the other side of this. You know, even within the InfoWars, there's a phrase that a 12-year-old in New Brunswick identified that was locking our program. And it's the phrase, you are the resistance. Now that, we know what that means as InfoWarriors. We're resisting that which comes against us. But in the common usage of the word resistance, it's used differently. It's resist what's being said, is how most people see it. So we have set up with the very phrase we use, this is another key I'm teaching, a lock on our own thing. It goes like this. Resist, we know what it means, it goes out of the frame. But the big push is what the majority of psychic energy, which is how it works, tied to emotions and the meaning of word, which pushes against it. So we have chaos within this cycle, probably within everything around it, and an inertia that doesn't seem to move. And I saw it when I asked 2 million people one day to send me a message, and I got 12 out of 2 million that are not lukewarm and sitting on a bench. So an F you or a thank you works for me if it gets you out of the lukewarm deal, even if you're falling on the floor, laughing or crying or whatever. At least you're moving again and begin asking, oh man, is he right? Is he wrong? That's a good question to ask yourself, not me. And that's what I'd like you to do is let's come together in a different way. Recognize the dignity and respect that each of us should share with one another and come together in a different way where we actually look into each other's eyes, that we see the vision that we share in the spark of life that we are. Look into that eye of the person next to you that you share your life with. More importantly, when you look in the mirror in the morning, look directly in your eyes after you've done the surface work of teeth and makeup. Look in your own eyes. Gaze into your own self for just a moment and reconnect with yourself in that morning breath. As you breathe in the breath of life, look in your own eyes and decide who's responsible for your day. You'll discover him there. the best critic, the only one worth listening to, looking in your own eyes in the morning is how you'll start your day. And then as you've contemplated in your mind how that day will roll out, things you'll see and the people you know, and how you're going to smile into that and lift them everywhere you go, you begin to set that up. Once you have that locked in, however you relate to creation, speak it in words so the vibration of your words actually goes into it. No one's there with you in the bathroom but you, and consciousness itself. It's a way to connect with yourself in the morning, start out your day, and own your day all the way through the day. And reflecting on that moment when you looked in your own eyes, whenever you start to drag, and remember that's the one carrying your day today. And your link to consciousness is carrying the weight of anything dragging you down. Keep your trajectory up. End of the day, brush teeth, wash face, do things you can do at night, get the makeup off. Do it again, just for a few moments. 1 minute is all it takes. This is another key. This is a key right in the back end of your day. So you have a conversation with yourself. How did I do? How did my day go? Did I do what I wanted to do? Did I drag? Were there ways I could fix that? You make your own decision. You decide how it went. And then ask whatever your relationship is to creation to work with you as you sleep. And as you get unentangled from your operating system, kicks in gear. Because the separation of the memory and the emotion, the thing that drives us, cause to react and be swung around by emotion, I'll teach how to control that. How to kick in the awareness, your own operating system, to own everything in your experience, your emotion, so your operating system takes control of your data warehouse instead of letting it run wild, which is what it does, reacting to everyone else's movement within the reality we live in. So it's important for you to find the you in you that gives you the power to understand what's happening. I'll teach this in a way that you've never heard before, that has nothing to do with your religion, but has everything to do with what creation is according to the best science in the world. And that takes you into the realm of consciousness, which takes you in the realm of God and love and what consciousness is. You may not like the words in which I frame it, but I will give you a coherent way to consider it, a way that will change the world, perhaps change you, and will complete what I believe my primary mission in this lifetime is. That feed is it, ladies and gentlemen. After that, I need a month to figure out what I'm going to do. Because the only thing I want to change in this world is I want to activate people to recognize themselves. And then I have to decide how I do that within the framework of my life, the resources the creation has given me to put in play, to do my part of encouraging you to lift, not drag, come into the spirit that we're intended to be as created human beings, manifest love in this earth in a very different way. I need you to get on my list. I need you to look at info at earthpulse.com. And I need you to support this network. Support everyone on this network gets a paycheck. I don't. But they do, and they need to be there. Help Alex Jones now when he needs it the most, because now is the hour. Now we have the power to make the change. If we can come into who we are and manifest the gifts of creation in this earth and bring down a new earth into this frame. This is Dr. Nick Begich, Nicholas, April 1st, arriving, and I will be. Get in it, win it. Thanks for being here.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.